Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. I tell you what, we continue our examination. We're actually going to complete our look at the book of Philippians today. As in all these things, we're just doing sort of a very, very 50,000-foot flyover of the portion of Scripture, you know, just sort of whetting our appetite for it. And we're actually at the very end of chapter 4 of Philippians. And it's where Paul is basically saying, hey, bye, y'all. And he's saying, say hello to certain people. And he does this all the time. He'll start a letter off in a certain kind of way and ends it in the same basic kind of way. Quite often, he starts off by speaking peace, speaking grace, giving thanks to folks. He tells who he is and who's with him. Sometimes he gets some understanding of situation and circumstance. And then he ends likewise. So listen to these last three verses, what he says. Philippians 4, 21. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren who are with me greet you. Verse 22. All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. Verse 23. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. And that's how he ends the letter. And you say, well, that's nice. And all too often we just sit there and sort of read these things and say, okay, that's fine. But folks, there's so much here for us just to take a moment just to think about. He says, I want you to greet every saint in Christ Jesus. And that word right there, saint, is the word that's translated holy one. Okay, I want you to greet the holy ones. Folks, that's who we as true believers are. We are holy ones. Now, I know people get really nervous over that, and they get really distracted because they haven't just really seen what the truth is of the Most High God that He's revealed in His Word. We are holy ones. We are ones that have been transformed and that are being more and more conformed on a breathly basis into His image. Now, what's wild about that is that ultimately, when we die, ultimately, when the Lord returns, however it may happen, we will be as He is. Remember that? That's an interesting little phrase right there. Now, that doesn't mean that we're all going to be a bunch of little mini gods, okay? But there's some tremendous teachings in the Scripture that show us that we will be as the divine ones. Because when you think of what the Lord Jesus Christ is now, quite often people think, well, you know, He's God, and He is God, and He set aside His God thing. We saw that in Philippians. Well, He did set aside certain things, okay, and He took on the form of flesh. So people think, well, He was God, He became human, and then He went back to being God. That's not exactly correct. Jesus is God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. But the Son took on the form of flesh, and the Son still has the flesh. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father in a glorified body, a body that has the marks of the crucifixion. Now, when you think about that, that's really interesting right there. We will be literally as Jesus is. We will be resurrected. We will have a body that, for lack of a better phraseology, will last for all eternity, right? But Jesus right now is God with in bodily form. We will have a bodily form, and we will be divine. Not God, okay, and not Elohim, not that time, but we will be holy for all eternity. And right now, Paul's saying this, hey, greet all the holy ones, the ones that are believers, that they are holy in Christ Jesus. Now, that greet every saint in Christ Jesus, does that mean that to say something along the line of, well, in Christ Jesus' name, I greet you. Okay, that's fine. Or does it mean greet the ones who are saints, who are the holy ones in Christ Jesus? See, the only way to be a saint, the only way to be a holy one is to be in Christ Jesus. I think that's the understanding here, is to be in Him. Oh, there's many, many, many that are organizational religionists. Okay, a lot of those, but they're not in Christ Jesus. They're not true believers. Now, he says this, greet these folks. Then he says this, the brethren who are with me greet you. So there were other brethren there that were with Paul. Now, remember, Paul was in prison at this time, was he not? Okay. Does that mean that there's brethren that are in prison with him? Are there brethren in the community there with him? I suspect both. I suspect that when Paul was in prison, what is he doing? He's sharing the gospel with the other prisoners. And there would be people there that would believe. There would be people that were in prison that would believe. There would be people outside of the prison that would believe. The next verse gives us a little more insight into that. Verse 22 said, all the saints, the holy ones again, the same thing. He's saying, all the saints here greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. Whoa! There were people that were in Caesar's household that were now believers. We don't know exactly who all these were, but we know there were some. And you've probably heard it mentioned several times before. Paul had would be, and when you see the portion of Scripture, he's under various forms of guard. And sometimes he's, in one situation, he was under arrest, but he had his own house, and there were guards there. Other times he's in prison, and there's guards there, literally in the cell with him. Would he not have been speaking the truth to those guards? Well, sure he would, as we are called to do. And so it may have been that the guards were say. It may have been that the people that brought him food, that brought him water, that serviced him in various kinds of way. Regardless, there were people in Caesar's household that were now saints, that were now believing. Just think of that. We will have an opportunity somewhere down the road, I suspect, to meet such. Then the last verse. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. With your spirit. Well, isn't that interesting? We know that we are tripartite beings, that we have a body, we have a soul, we have a spirit. Often the terms soul and spirit are used synonymously, okay? But they are distinct. They're two separate things. The soul is the seat of the emotions. The spirit is that portion of us that is the reality of who we are. We are that spirit, and that spirit is now in a body at this time. The soul, in my mind, is sort of the interface between the two, okay, between the spirit and the body. That's the reason that Christians, I think, can be oppressed and depressed by demonic activity within the soulish realm. If we give an open door to it, that can happen. I do not believe that we can be possessed by a demonic thing, because possession would be at the spirit level. And if you're a true believer, at the spirit level, the Holy Spirit is there. That's where the Holy Spirit resides within us, is in the spirit. But we can open doors and allow soulish things to come in, things of the soul to come in, and that will quench the spirit. So what he's saying is, he's saying, man, may that grace, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, be with your spirit. Keep the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ in your spirit. Don't get distracted by any of these other things. He says, speak these blessings. Greet the saints that are there. The saints that are here, likewise, greet y'all. Know that we're into this, in this together. And remember, the whole big thing that he was writing here in Philippians is to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Well, thank you so much for your time. I'm Dale. I'll see you next time.